Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to speak in French. I think that you have headsets. All right. Right, imagine that you can't sleep for nights after night. You want to, but you have nightmares. Imagine that you're worried, but you can't talk about your worries because you're afraid that society will see you badly or that you'll be stigmatized. Imagine that you see the same pictures even when you don't want to. Imagine that you're in a hole of isolation. While you think about all of that, I'm going to share my experience and my vision with you. My name is Mariama Sow, and I'm a refugee from Guinea. I was an unaccompanied girl in Germany, in Dortmund. At the age of 6, I underwent genital mutilation, and at the age of 14, forced marriage. I'm a survivor of sexual and sexist violence, but I'm also a friend and an activist for the integration of the survivors of sexual and sexist violence. Today, I'm a member of the Global Youth Advisory Council and founder of the Women Empowerment Association based in Dortmund, in Germany. Our association focuses on language courses, through its language courses rather, on providing psychosocial support and empowering women and girls who have undergone sexual and sexist violence. From my experience as a survivor of sexual and sexist violence, and being at the same time a provider of protection, my colleagues and I try to help those suffering to find a way out. We support them as they look for mental health care services, and we ensure that these services are of good quality and are suited to their needs. We all know that documentation and legal protection are essential, but psychosocial support and mental health are also essential. When I arrived in Germany, I felt confused, lost, and mistrustful of others, even those who wanted to help me. I felt alone in the world. And yet, around me, I had people who wanted to help. Unfortunately, it took me a year before I received psychosocial support and 2 years of therapy to be able to find my stability and my strength again. Psychosocial support allowed me to regain my confidence, and then I opened up to my host community. It also showed me, against my will, that life had to continue and that I could also be part of the community in which I was living. But it was not easy. A person who has undergone violence closes in on themselves. This person has a barrier, and accepting others becomes very difficult. However, sport also played a very big role in building my trust, which allowed me to accept others and to open up. Afterwards, I realized that life doesn't stop because of violence. In my opinion, as a survivor of sexual and sexist violence, mental health and psychosocial support are crucial factors which need to be a key component of the protection of refugees. Therefore, let us come together to fight the psychological impact of violence, whatever its extent. Those providing protection, host communities, states, I urge you to join us to put an end to this suffering which causes shame for our shared sense of humanity. Let us guarantee dignity and peace of mind for victims of violence. And so we're extending our hand to you. If the mind is not calm, the heart cannot open up to others. Thank you.